Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. I always mention Sundays twice, but regardless, it's Fun Friday here on the show. And boy, it's going to be fun, because we are going to be joined in a moment here, not by Mike Sempervivi, but Lance Storm. We weren't able to do his normal Figure Four Daily this week, so he's joining us here today for Fun Friday, and we're going to have some fun. Yes, Rosendoza 00 every day. The show is on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Might not be the same host every show, but it's on every day, so you can check it out. I don't know why you're questioning me here on Fun Friday, but anyway, we'll go over all of the news. We'll talk about the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame, which just came out in the New Observer, which you can check out at WrestlingObserver.com. Get Lance's thoughts on anything regarding that. And then we'll talk about, well, all of the rest of the news. Return, potentially, of Becky Lynch coming up here very soon. Kenny Omega. This Kenny Omega. I cannot believe what he said in this interview. It's like one of those YouTube videos. You won't believe the last one! I wouldn't believe this one. That would be the truth. And then we've also got updates on Saturday night's main event, a new Bloodline family member signed by a WWE, more WWE ID recruits, and more, I guess, athletes recruited to the Performance Center. Update on Speedball Mike Bailey. Freddie Prinze Jr. wants to start a wrestling promotion. We got Dynamite ratings and plenty more. So, yes, we'll get into it here. If you want to give us a call, well, that'll be later. You can text us for now. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline @gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. @BrianAlvarez on Twitter or X. And we'll be back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband some cologne, my sister cozy slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off other gifts, $10 off $25 spent, and earned Kohl's cash. Thank you, Kohl's. Select styles, $10 off $25 offer ends November 11th, 20% offer ends November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to tech and Sephora at Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us. Yeah, I guess there was no show at all yesterday. Well, there was a podcast, but the show was not live because...
Oh, Wrestling Observer Live, yes.
We had an issue here, the internet. As soon as the internet goes down, everything gets thrown into disarray. It takes a while to get it all fixed. This whole internet thing, God. But it got fixed, and we're back here today. But Mike did do a podcast, which is up on the front page if you want to check it out if you missed yesterday's live show. But yes, we are live here today. Legitimately live. It's 12:12 on November 15th.
What?
See? We're live. I couldn't do that on a taped show. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about here today. So the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Hall of Fame issue just came out. If you have not heard, we have many new inductees, including with the highest percentage of anybody and the largest number of votes by far, 307 votes and 66% of the voting total in his region, Roman Reigns is now a Wrestling Observer Newsletter Hall of Famer. Also, Shingo Takagi, Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff, Johnny Rougeau, The Young Bucks, Los Hermanos Dinamita, Shima, which is a gigantic, that's the one Dave was talking about when he said there was a big surprise. Boy, is that ever. Johnny Saint and Bobby Davis. Now, with the exception of two people, it's several of the people. Shingo jumped from 42 to 65% to get in. Johnny Rougeau jumped from 47 to 62%. Johnny Saint jumped from 44 to 60.3%, so he barely made it. Bobby Davis from 53 to 60.2%, he barely made it. And Shima jumped from 23% to 60.3% to make it in, which is a gigantic jump. I could not tell you why. Did somebody do a big let's get Sheem into the Hall of Fame thing that I was unaware of? But he's in. So there you go. Bobby Bruns was the closest, but didn't make it at 56%. Junkyard Dog, 53%. And it falls from there. I'm still stunned to see Ted Turner get 52.5%. I mean, the guy opened his pocketbook. Like, what did he do? You know what I'm saying? What did he actually do?
Well, I think it's probably a case of there's just so many people that have heard of Vince versus Ted. And if not for opening his pocketbook, WCW probably would have died well before we ever got the Monday Night Wars. So in a way, his involvement in the wrestling business, if only financial, changed the wrestling business more than any one of those individual people that just got in.
Well, hey, you want to argue that? Then Bonnie Hammer of the USA Network should go in. She kept Raw on the air during some lean times, by the way. I mean, there were a couple of points where it was like, I don't know. But, I mean, she kept it on. Do we put her in?
Well, I think far fewer people would know that story than know Ted Turner.
Well, sure, but I mean, you know, what about Dixie? Dixie kept that thing alive for 20 years.
Well, yes.
Just pumping. Actually, it wasn't even Dixie. It was her dad. Maybe Bob Carter should go in.
But
I mean,
again,
you're working for him today because of Bob Carter. Would you put him in the Hall of Fame? Well, you should.
I don't think TNA existing had the same impact on the business necessarily that WCW did. And again, when you're talking fame, I think in the wrestling world, Ted Turner is far more famous for his involvement with WCW than Bob Carter is with TNA.
I don't know, man. But I do know that the idea that Roman Reigns didn't go into this year and didn't go in until this year is pretty ridiculous. I mean, it's Roman Reigns. What are we doing here? I mean, come on. And then also the Young Bucks. I mean, it only took them 2 years, but it took them 2 years to get in. And apparently, if you look at the voting, it was like no retired wrestlers voted for them, which is like astounding when you think about it. I mean, I watch Young Bucks matches, and you can say whatever you want about high spots or whatever, but when the match is actually taking place, it's like they're the most old school team you've ever seen when it comes to like doing matches. They just do like, you know, high tech stuff at the beginning and the end, but the rest of the match, it's like that's an old school Midnight Express type match. I don't know. Whatever. They're in.
Yeah, but with the business where it is today, it's like a lot of the criteria of yesteryear are gone. Like, as far as who's really drawing anymore, it's like no one runs house shows really to draw in that regard. Ratings are generally consistent per show, per brand. So there's far less notable criteria to distinguish Hall of Famers, which is one of the reasons why I don't even vote anymore. Like, Dave sends me a ballot, but it's like I don't recall the last time I actually voted. Because it's just a different world now. And with every company having 75 championships, it's like you can't even distinguish, oh, this person's a Hall of Famer because he held this title and that title. It's like everybody holds every title. It's like I would imagine if you look at most active rosters, especially the active part, like the people who are featured on PLEs and pay-per-views, I would imagine the vast majority to like 75% or higher, everyone on the shows held championships. So it's like, what's to distinguish what's a Hall of Famer anymore?
Well, I can actually somewhat answer that. And yes, a lot of these cases, you're absolutely right. But in other cases, I'll give you an example. Becky Lynch didn't go in, okay? And to me, Becky Lynch is a Hall of Famer. Yes. Because there was that period in 2018, 2019. And let me tell you something. Outside of people that work for WWE, I can tell you for a fact, nobody knows this better than me, okay? Because I wrote a book during that period. I wrote 100 things WWE fans should know and do before they die. And the frickin' publisher was like requiring Becky Lynch to be front and center on the cover. Because during that period, in the biggest wrestling promotion in the world at the time, which was WWE, she was the biggest star. She is the only woman in probably the history of professional wrestling. In fact, I know she is. She's the only woman in the history of professional wrestling that at one point was the biggest star. She was a bigger star in draw than Brock and Roman Reigns and everybody. She was the number one wrestler in WWE for a period there. Bro, that's the Hall of Fame. Yes. And the same thing with Sami Zayn. He didn't make it to 48% because I've got my list here to 48%. But if you look at Sami Zayn, I don't know if he should be in the Hall of Fame, but I do know that during that period where he was going after Roman Reigns for the title the first time, you put that guy on TV and boom, it would go straight up. And his feud with Roman Reigns in the Bloodline did big business. And the fact of the matter is, it was a short-term thing. You put Sami on TV now, he doesn't do that, okay? However, Roman Reigns, whatever you want to say about Roman Reigns, it has been like well over a year, probably 2 years, maybe three, that you can put that guy on TV and boom, it goes up every single time his segment. So you can't argue, this guy doesn't mean anything for anything. They just push him. They push a lot of people, okay? Well, but he is a legitimate mover.
But you're also ignoring or overlooking the fact that those who are not on television every week and are pushed as top acts that are only there occasionally, they're the ones that draw.
But
as soon as the Brocks or the Romans start working 52 weeks a year, they stop feeling as special.
You are right, but he still moves the numbers every time he's on TV consistently. And when they brought back John Cena, when John Cena first came back, he did the exact same thing. But as he stayed there over the 4, 5, 6 month period or whatever it was last time, he was just normal numbers after that. Yep. So, like, it does happen at the beginning. It's like CM Punk. When CM Punk first came to AEW, he drew that gigantic crowd and he did good quarters and everything. But, like, after a while, it was just like, it was, you put Punk on the show, it meant nothing. So I'm looking at, like, the long term. And Roman did that. And some people will over the years. But you're right. It's different now because everything is homogenized. But I have one more thing to say after the break. Observer Live.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy 3, get 3 free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy 3, get 3 free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now. Donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So the other thing I will say, and this has to do with the Young Bucks. First off, forget everything else, okay? Shingo is in largely because he's an absolutely incredible worker, okay? And if we're going to put people in for being great workers, which we did for Ishii as well, he was in just because he's one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. But I mean, just on that, I mean, the Young Bucks are one of the best tag teams there's ever been. Probably the best tag team I've ever seen. It's all arguable. But like, to me, they go in just on being the best tag. I've seen them live. I've seen them on television. I mean, incredible, okay? But forget that, all right? What else do they have going for them? Well, they were one of the best tag teams in numerous promotions all over the world before they went to AEW, obviously, before AEW existed. On the indie scene, I mean, they'd move tickets being on the show. They sold a ridiculous amount of merch when they were on the indie scene. And then later, they ended up having that Hot Topic deal, and they sold like 400,000 shirts through Hot Topic, a ridiculous number. And then on top of that, literally, and Tony Khan has stated this, there would not even be an AEW today without the Young Bucks, because had they not agreed to do it, he wasn't going to start the company. Now, granted, maybe 2 years later, he'd been like, I'm starting it anyway. Who needs these guys? But at the time, it was like he needed their involvement in his brain to do this, and they agreed to do it, and we have AEW today. So, I mean, if we talk about all of this together, drawing money on the indie scene, drawing money not only in the indie scene, but like, you know, merchandise in the mall, a mall you can go to, drawing body of work, I mean, how do they not go in? Especially looking at everything else.
I think, too, they deserve a lot of credit in that Roman Reigns became a big star on WWE television. And most big stars you can associate with the national television that got them over, where the Young Bucks, to a large extent, just got themselves over and became something and became standout. Like, they were in TNA as Generation Me for a while, but it's like they were money draws, as you say, merchandise, industry changers, if you will, before they ever really got on powerful national television in the U.S., which I think they deserve a ton of credit for.
First off, we can't say that here on the air, Lance, but I'll give you a it's been a while.
I'm replacing Semp. I had to at least do it once.
It's been a while since I dropped a bomb, so I'll give it to you. And the other one that I want to mention here who did not make it, he got 48%, is Cody. And I say the name, and I'm sure some people are like, why in God's name? Well, I mean, first off, Cody, when he left WWE the first time, I mean, he did good business for Ring of Honor. And after that, I mean, he was also one of the founders of AEW, which is where it is today. And on top of that, he left AEW, he came to WWE. And for those of you that don't remember, first off, we're in a boom period right now for WWE. When he did not beat Roman Reigns, okay, the first time, and originally he was going to beat Roman Reigns, but they decided, okay, well, I think we can stretch this out another year, okay? And when that decision was made, I mean, whatever. But the point is, they decided, okay, you're not going to beat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania this year. And so Roman Reigns ends up winning the title. But because everything was the way it was and Cody was originally going to win, like if you watch the next year of WWE, it's like Roman went away for a long time. And Cody, without a championship, like his first big opponent was Brock Lesnar. And they basically booked Cody for a year like he was the champion, even though the champion wasn't there. And man, he did huge business that year. huge business. Cody Rhodes specifically. And the thing, like, it blew up, and then, you know, he won the title the next year. Headlined two of the biggest WrestleManias of all time. I think the two biggest of all time in terms of at least viewership. So it's the same thing with Cody. If you look at everything, okay, let's look at the body of his work, what he's done for the business, how he has actually been a singular draw above other people in the promotion he's working for, the face of a company during a boom period, what he did for Ring of Honor, what he did for AEW. I mean, he's got a stronger case than some people that went in this year.
I could see Cody being a there's no rush type candidate. Like, if you've got other people that you want to get in, it's like Cody's not going anywhere. Cody's going to be a top star next year, the year after. Cody will go in, and I don't see how there's a rush. It's not like a giant travesty if he goes in 2025 or 2026, but he'll go.
I mean, I don't want to single anybody out here, but, like, I mean, Shima got in, and Cody Rhodes hasn't. And if you, like, compare the careers...
Yeah, but there's categories now.
That's true. That's true. So it's a little bit different. But speaking of Becky, she appears to be close to ending her pro wrestling hiatus. According to PW Insider, she's expected back around the time Raw premieres on Netflix, January of 2025. So we can look forward to that. We also had this interview with Kenny Omega, which he was asked about. He had an in-character, largely in-character interview with Fightful. He has not wrestled since December 5th, 2023 on Collision. He said New Japan was, quote, willing to facilitate a return for me. And even though he was leery about how he felt and how he would look, he said they were, quote, just happy to house my return. I owe New Japan a gigantic thank you. I do feel there's a debt I have to repay in some way, shape, form, or fashion. If by performing the Tokyo Dome, making my comeback at the Tokyo Dome, it's a way to repay that, help do something for their business, I'm more than happy to do that. He said, when asked why not AEW, it was, quote, a tough answer. Remember people were arguing this one with me? He said there's nothing wrong there. He just chalked it up to everything flowing like clockwork right now in AEW. He didn't want to be that guy that shows up and takes a spot for somebody else. He said, I think AEW is a good thing going. I don't think they need me. So I will make my return for New Japan instead for now. So it does look like... Is our producer alive or what's going on here? We're just staring at... There we go. So it does appear that... He's having his first matches back as well for New Japan. So everybody was like, ah, just an appearance doesn't matter. You know, he'll come back and do his thing for... No, it looks like he's coming back and he's going to do New Japan for a while. So, not my company. Not my company. Any thoughts over there?
Well,
not your company either?
It's not my company. I just think that, you know, Dave talks quite often about, you know, AEW needing to change the perception that they're number two, that once you're the secondary promotion, it's very hard. And it just strikes me that, you know, one of their founding biggest stars isn't either a priority that they want to get him back, or he doesn't see AEW as the priority. So it just, to me, it contributes to the perception that AEW is not a priority. Or Kenny Omega isn't a priority, and where I think both of them should be, because he's, you know, arguably their biggest star.
I mean, it's not just that he's coming back somewhere else, but, like, he was injured in storyline in AEW with the idea that he might never, ever wrestle again. And his return is elsewhere, and he's doing matches elsewhere. I mean, why is he not back in AEW?
Well, I can see there being creative issues. Because wasn't it the Elite that were doing the, you know, throwing the intestines on a cake or something? And it's like the Young Bucks are taking a hiatus and Moxley's the new heel group, not the Elite. That it's sort of the, well, we can't bring Kenny back as a babyface and feud with the heel Elite because the heel Elite aren't here right now. And we're heating up this Moxley heel faction and we can't have Kenny come back and save the day right now because they're still getting heat. I could see where it's a creative issue, But if I had to hold off bringing Kenny back for a while because of storylines, I would pay him to not come back elsewhere because I would want that first.
Oh, he's being paid. Fear not.
Well, yes, but I would pay him more to wait, I think, if I had to.
Speedball is gone, looks like.
Yeah, according to, was it Fightful that said he's AEW bound? I don't know if that's a fact or not, but I enjoyed working with Mike. I didn't realize that we started in Impact TNA about the same time, but dude's a pro, busts his butt, and I enjoyed working with him, so I wish him well.
Watch his match with Moose.
That was a heck of a match.
It's freaking great. It's great! It's Moose. I mean, both of them, but I mean, I've been really impressed with Moose for a long time. That is an agile, big dude that can do a lot of stuff and has turned into an excellent worker, I think.
Yeah, he's a legit, amazing athlete. Looks impressive. He is impressive. He's gigantic. He can work. He carries himself like a pro. Moose is amazing and the current X Division champion at TNA Wrestling.
Yes. Because they're not about weight limits, Lance. It's about no limits. Is it still like that? Okay.
It's still like that.
Yeah, right.
Because Moose ain't making a weight limit.
Wednesday nights. How was TNA business, Lance? Like, they revamped it from Impact to back to TNA, and, like, that first show was like, it was like a giant thing. Like, everyone had TNA nostalgia, which I guess people love nostalgia about anything. And how is it? Is it still, what would you say?
Business is still doing well. Our live gates are up. Our attendance is up. I know our subscriptions to TNA Plus are up. Viewership for our app specials and pay-per-views are up. We've got Turning Point coming at WrestleCade day after Thanksgiving. Business is good. Times are great in TNA, and the shows are good as well.
All right, listen, I want to hear from some of you. So text me at 425-780-7566. That's 425-780-7566. Or call 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll take calls after the break. Observer Live. Fun! Hey!
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I hope those callers couldn't hear us during the break, Dom, when I was going off.
I guarantee they muted. Couldn't.
Okay.
I'm also not Mike Sempervivi.
Yeah, you are. You've got a costume on. You're wearing a Lance Storm mask. Are you not?
Yes, very, very realistic mask at that.
All right, Matthew in Nashville. It's your lucky day. You're on the air first. What's going on, brother?
Hey, Brian and Lance. Hope you guys are well. I wanted to ask about the Young Bucks specifically. So there's a lot of negative rhetoric that's been online, especially over the past few years about them. Do you think that that hindered them from going in earlier than what they did? And then the flip side of that is, I also wanted to ask about CM Punk. Why do you think he didn't make an impact this year?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. So here's the thing with the Hall of Fame voting, okay? The Hall of Fame is not a ballot sent out to all subscribers and any rando can vote on it. The way it works is Dave chooses like 100 or 125 folks in the business. So we're talking reporters, historians, current wrestlers, former wrestlers. A lot of the stuff that you see on the internet, a lot of the negativity is just randos. I mean, just regular geeks. So those people aren't getting ballots, okay? So as you look at the Hall of Fame, and I know that, like, they came close last year, but they didn't go in. And I do remember people like, oh, man, they're never going to get in. Like, there's so much negativity. People hate them. They think they're terrible people. Like, they're never going to. And I was like, no, that's not who the ballots go out to. They go out to level-headed people who, for the most part, I'm sure there might be an exception or two, but they're going to weigh the pros and cons. And you can argue against the way some people make picks. Like, some people will say, well, you know, I'm not going to vote for anybody who's not retired. I'm not going to vote for anybody when they're in their 30s. I'll wait. But, you know, for the people that actually are willing to vote for the Young Bucks, I mean, they're going to weigh their case. Should they go in or not? And I figured they would go in, and they went in on the second try. So I don't think online negativity has anything to do with it taking two tries to get them in.
Yeah, online negativity would keep everybody out.
Yeah. There's. You think Roman's going to go in? Like, who do you think is going to go in if we're just judging it from people that are online? 1-800-878-7529 is the phone number. Philip in Simi Valley, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hi, I just wanted to know, I don't know if you know this, but did you know that Andre Chase actually has a Twitch channel? And I was on there yesterday, and I was talking to him, and he actually clarified to me about what the stipulation for his match next week against Ridge Holland means. And he told me that, in fact, his school is not online in the match. So if he loses, he can still be professor, and he can still teach his classes, but if he loses, he can't have any association with any of the current people. So the faction, as we know it, can't be together. So, and I even asked them, what does this mean for the classes in the semester with finals coming up? And he said, yeah, those credits are out the window. So basically, he's leaving them high and dry if he loses.
All right. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. I'm glad you clarified that. And I have been thinking about this a lot. And I think it's a bad idea to break up Chase U. But, I mean, for reasons I've explained 1,000 times, the act is super hot. It gets over in the Performance Center. It gets over in larger arenas when they run on pay-per-view PLE weekends. I mean, it always gets over, okay? And it's gotten all of the baby faces in Chase U over. And you guys remember when Ridge Holland went to NXT from the main roster? Nobody cared. And they didn't care. And they didn't care, and they didn't care, and they didn't care. And they tried, and they tried, and they tried. And the only thing that got him over was his first association with Chase U, which finally got him over as a babyface. And then he turned on them. And he's essentially, for those of you that don't watch, I mean, he's the Don Callis now of NXT. He is hated. So getting rid of Chase U is a terrible idea. But with the stip that he clarified, that does suggest to me that he is probably losing and we will get a new Chase U. And my guess is it would be a heel Chase U because he put everything on the line and failed again after the gambling debt issue. And then, you know, we'll have to see what happens to the other guys because, man, I guess you got to sink or swim at some point. I don't like the idea, but there you go.
Playing the other side of that, like, let's just assume, and I don't know this for a fact or whether it's even close, but if for whatever reason Hunter doesn't want Chase U on the main roster, we have enough factions, we got two bloodlines, we've got all these different groups, you got the AOP group with Karrion and everybody. If you don't want to bring up Chase U, NXT is supposed to be developmental. How many years do we keep Chase U on our television show if they aren't going up as an act?
Well, you're absolutely right. But my argument is they should be on the main roster by now. Like, they're all ready for the main roster. The act is ready for the main roster. It works in front of main roster crowds. I mean, it's time. So I would have brought him up, but it looks
not your
like
company.
It is not my company. That is correct, Lance. It is not my company. Brandon in Virginia Beach, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. Hey, Lance. Thanks for taking my call. My question on this fun Friday is about baby faces and heels in today's wrestling. Sometimes I hear that discourse of people saying, well, you can cheer and boo whoever you want to, but it seems like really good storytelling has to have people you cheer for and boo for, and when you have ambiguity, sometimes it can make the story not work right. So, like the Hurt Syndicate, for instance. I mean, I knew it was supposed to be heels, but they're like the coolest guys on AEW right now. So I want to get your thoughts on that. Like, is that kind of a problem that we're seeing a lot in wrestling today?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I'll just say this. For everybody that says it doesn't matter, I want you to find me. I was going to say five, but find me one. One enormous drawing feud in any company in the history of wrestling that was built on ambiguity. You did not know who to cheer for. You did not know who to boo for. When you find that for me, then we'll talk. Fact of the matter is, there's always a protagonist and an antagonist. There are not two antagonists. Sometimes you have two protagonists, but it's never really as big as Hogan Warrior wasn't a feud. It was a match. And then they never did it again. So, I mean, they don't exist. You need people. You need a person that people care about and a person that they want to see beaten in general. You can do it otherwise, but like you can't build off that.
Well, it's the journey, right? It's like a storyline has to go somewhere. And when there is a journey involved, that's generally the story of the protagonist. And to have that journey, there generally has to be an antagonist. Now, a lot of the ambiguity, like this is something that I've argued with several people, and it's the, I'll say indie because that's where it started, and I understand why they did it in indie shows, but it's the structuring of matches and spots to lead to this is awesome chance. And the big example is when they, you know, they do the big back and forth, kick him, shadow, and they almost always do it into a double down. Well, there's two or four people laying in the mat. You can't cheer for someone specifically, so you cheer for the match and go, this is awesome, or you chant ECW or GCW or whatever company you want to cheer for. Where back in the more traditional babyface heel routine, you would do that amazing spot, that rally in tennis, but the babyface would be the one that always won it in the end. So at the end of that spot with the oh my God moment, the babyface would be standing in the middle of the ring fired up and the crowd would cheer for him or her. And that would train your audience to have a more investment in the babyface. And it's just a match structure thing. And I think at the indie level, you were just trying to, both you and your heel were trying to impress the booker or the promoter so that you made sure everybody knew it was both you guys that they needed to bring back, not just the babyface. And it's translated into television. I think that's why we get so much more ambiguity now, because much of the match structure isn't designed to get cheers for just the protagonist.
Well, let's put it this way. Let's do an analogy. Okay?
Your calling card.
Exactly. Okay. Let's say that you are going to Costco. You park in the parking lot, and you're about to go into the building, and two people get in an argument over a parking spot, and they get in a fight, okay? Like, you're going to watch it. It's like, wow, okay, cool. You will watch a fight. Two people you don't know, you'll watch it, okay? So now, let's pretend you work at Costco, okay? And me and Lance work at Costco. Lance is my best friend.
Your career's really kicking off.
Yep. And actually, Costco, you ain't doing too bad if you're working at Costco around here. But anyway, Lance and I are best buddies working at Costco. And our boss is the biggest, like, just hate the guy. Absolutely hate the guy, okay? He's the worst. You just, like, wish he would just go away, never come back, all right? So you're in there, and suddenly, your boss that you freaking hate, him and Lance get into it, and a fight breaks out, okay? Now, you're the fight's just about to breathe. You're seeing the argument start, and you're like, oh, my God. But then suddenly behind you, there's another fight that breaks out against two guys that stacked the shelves at 4 a.m. that both showed up early and couldn't decide who was going to check in first, and they get in a fight. You don't know who they are. You never seen them before in your life. They're getting in a fight behind you, okay? What fight are you going to watch? You going to turn around and watch the two randos you've never met that are having a fight over? Or are you going to watch your hated boss against your best friend? Every single person listening to this is going to watch the fight between their hated boss and their best friend. Nobody is going to turn away from that and look at two randos having a fight. And you know what? It doesn't even matter if the two randos are having a better fight, okay? You're going to watch the fight between the two people you care about. So when you book a promotion, and it's like 1 week this you're supposed to like this guy, and then like the next week you're supposed to hate him, and then you're supposed to like him the next week, and then you're supposed to hate him the next... You're like, I don't care. I'm ambivalent to these two characters. Like, you'll watch it if it's a good match or whatever, like, but you're not going to care about it. You're not going to pay to go see it. Like, that's the key. You need to have two people, someone you dislike and someone you like, going at it. Every now and then it's okay. Hey, my two best friends are fighting. Okay, I'll watch that, all right? But you know what? If I have a choice between watching my two best friends fight, it's going to be like, God, can someone break that up? Like, I don't want to see them fight. Or my best friend and this boss I hate, that's the one I'm watching. That's the one I care about. That's the one I want to see what happens. This is like common sense. Why are we fighting this? God. Steven and Yuma, what do you have to say?
Well, actually, I'm going to go totally change the subject on you because whatever.
Excellent.
I have a question for Lance. I've always wondered, back in like 2003, the Un-Americans attempted a concerto on Undertaker and kind of screwed it up and had to do it again. What was the Undertaker's reaction backstage after that occurred?
Well, I think kind of is very generous of you. We totally screwed it up. Taker didn't say a word, but Christian and I did get called into Vince's office, and Vince chewed us out, saying how, you know, missing it is one thing, but on someone like the Undertaker and having him have to sell something that's bad, he's like, I'd rather you knocked him out than have it look like that. And he chewed us out, and as Jay and I were leaving, I just quietly said to Jay, I'm like, how much trouble would be in if we knocked out the Undertaker? And yeah, we had never done it before. We mistimed it. Taker being really tall made it hard, and the first one stunk the joint out. Second one looked all right, but yeah, that wish that was on a tape show and the first one was never seen because we botched it bad.
What the hell can you do?
Yeah, all right. Blame Christian. It's all his fault.
Usually is. Creepy little. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Not Mike Sempervivi here. Also, WrestlingObserver.com. I want to do a special shout-out here. Want to say a big hello to all the kids at Gene Ward Elementary. Chris in Vegas. It's his class. And I did career day today. And it was a lot of fun. They're all third graders, which is Paisley's age. So yesterday I volunteered at Paisley School, a bunch of third graders. And then today I did career day at Mr. Cox, he's called, at his Gene Ward Elementary. So big shout out to all the kids right there. Like, I didn't even talk about career. They just immediately started asking a bunch of questions. And it's funny. It's like they didn't care about really anything. Like, they're asking this question, that question, I answer whatever. But then they were like, have you ever won any awards, they said. So I pull out the old YouTube plaque. Never seen these kids mark out. They went crazy that they had seen someone that, hey, YouTube plaque. Which actually is exactly like, you know, Paisley. They watch all of these, you know, YouTube shows. And, man, when they found out I got a YouTube plaque, I was like, all of a sudden, cool. So, hey, I'll take it.
Better than a title belt.
Yeah, really. I put it right up there. Now I'm going to keep it. I didn't realize how important it was to have. What happened? To have a YouTube plaque. But anyway, we got to wrap it up, everybody. We got a lot of stuff coming up this weekend. Lance, quick plug.
Yes, TNA Wrestling Thursday nights, Access TV. In the States, Fight Network in Canada, and we will be at WrestleCade for Turning Point the day after Thanksgiving.
So check that out, everybody. Thanks, as always, Lance, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio, Sempervivi. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.